When Israel was founded 53 years ago, fighting displaced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Most left for neighboring states, where many still dream of returning. Others settled nearby and became citizens of the Jewish state. For half a century, some of these Arabs have been waging a legal battle to be allowed to return to two villages that no longer exist. Israel's army long ago demolished the buildings of Ikrit and Biram. Later this month, Israel's high court is to decide whether the displaced can return to the land and rebuild. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Ikrit and Biram are still on maps of Israel. They're designated by three tiny dots that mark archaeological remains or old ruins. Both are in the far northern Galilee, overlooking the border with Lebanon. At the hilltop site of Ikrit, 72-year-old Rizkala Atala steps gingerly over scattered stones and scraggly, barren earth.
If you look here, in this place, there is this place. I was born in this place here, because here was our house.
The spot is just paces from a small stone church, the only building left standing. Atala was 19 when Jewish soldiers entered Ikrit during the Israeli War of Independence.
All the inhabitants were raising a white flag, and they did not know any word in Hebrew, but they were saying shalom, shalom.
For weeks, Atala says local families cooked food and fetched water for the soldiers until the army announced the residents had to leave for their own safety. He says the commanding officer promised everyone could return in 2 weeks, but weeks stretched into months and years. In 1951, Israel's high court ruled that the 1,600 residents did have the right to return to their homes. But Israel's government promptly declared the area a security zone. It sent army explosives teams and Air Force bombers to demolish the two villages. Just below Ikrit's church, the cemetery is, ironically, the only remaining symbol of life in the village. Atala greets a friend who's fixing up his family's decrepit stone crypt. Labib Ashkar slaps wet concrete to extend the crypt's wall. After 1970, Israel's government agreed to allow Ikrit's residents to hold baptisms and burials in the village. For 44 years, I've been a refugee, he says, living in a strange town, renting my apartment, always thinking I'd come back. Ashkar says he's finally bought a small plot of land and built a house. But when he dies, he's going to be buried here in Ikrit, where he says, I have the right to be. In the mid-1990s, a special government commission decided again that Ikrit and Biram's former residents should be allowed to return to a small part of their land. Bolstered by the ruling, residents filed another court case. Successive Israeli governments promised to allow a return, but repeatedly delayed the process. Finally, last month, the administration of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said circumstances had changed and it would seek to ban the villagers' return. Sharon spokesman Ranan Gisin says the key problem is that during failed peace talks last year, Palestinian refugees outside Israel also demanded the right to return to villages inside the country. Gisin says Ikrit and Biram must not become a precedent for this.
You know, that would mean that everyone could have a legal claim, at least, you know, a legitimate legal claim to come back to the state of Israel. And of course, that, when you look at it in the aggregate, would actually be tantamount to a legal destruction of the state of Israel. And not actually, we are accepting the formula of committing suicide, in a sense.
Across the two-lane highway from Ikrit is Shumera, an Israeli agricultural kibbutz, its economy based on this chicken coop and on apple, peach, and pear groves planted on land that used to belong to Ikrit. Yehuda Deri was 13 when his parents came here from Morocco in 1954. He says they were recruited by Zionists who convinced them to help build the young Jewish state. The government brought us here, he says, and no one knew anything about Ikrit. We were told this was an empty area and we should cultivate the land. If Akrit's residents returned, Derry says it would pose a problem. Our younger generation is staying here, he says. We need more land to build our community. Israel's government suggests that all of Akrit and Biram's former residents forsake return for compensation. Human rights groups denounced the position. They consider it part of an overall policy to steadily confiscate land from Israel's Arab minority. Many from Biram and Akrit reject compensation on principle, among them Rizkala Atala. Inside Akrit's church, under a small blue dome, Atala points out the mattresses that line church pews, the refrigerator in the corner. Former residents often sleep here, he explains, to feel close to the village and as a form of protest. Atala approaches the simple altar and bows his head before a statue of the Virgin Mary. If Israel's high court rules in favor of Atala and the other displaced, it could force the government to finally allow their return. If it rules against them, a lawyer for the displaced says he'll find a way to refile the case yet again, continuing the struggle into the next generation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Akrit.